listening to Parent Projects.
Hey guys, one of the first things you end up having to tackle in a right-sizing move or taking care of your parents is often where they're going to go. What's the next place that they're going to call home? Is it going to be the final place? Do you have a couple more to go? Is it your Alamo? Today, we've got Sandra Dyke, and we're going to work through some of those conversations. We're going to break down what the senior living industry is. What is placement? How does it impact you? And if any of this is confusing or something that you're just starting to run into and looking for, you're going to want to stay seated for this week's episode.
You're listening to Parent Projects, a family media and technology group production. Now here's your host, Tony Siebers.
Hey guys, and this week, not only do we have an amazing guest with us, but we are also going to be bringing in co-host Lori English. Lori, how the heck are you? Thanks for joining us.
I'm welcome. How are you?
Awesome. Are you ready for this week?
Oh, I'm on it.
Yeah, I'm done.
Yeah. I'm ready.
I know that. And it is something different to have a co-host that's in here to kind of keep things going from you and straighten it up and tell you how you need to look when you get there. So
yes,
I love
that's
it.
Right. By the way, your shirt does look very good. Thank you. Nice job.
You're going to keep me square. Boy, I tell you what, talk about keeping things square. Look, there are a couple of things. I know when I worked in senior move management that it is complex when you look at senior living in general. It is absolutely overwhelming. And we've got an opportunity. We're going to pull in Sandy Dyke today and talk about placement and where that sets in, right? Is this something you've probably seen? How many times do your project?
Yes. This is so cool because there are so many people that have no idea that services like Sandy's exist. And when it becomes apparent that it's time for an older adult to move or to transition to a new home, there's so many options and so many places and so many things and different levels. And it's truly overwhelming. So the fact that she can help navigate that and is going to educate us on that it's super exciting. I think it's going to be great.
Yeah, I'm excited too. And with that, I think the best we can do is bring in Sandy Dyke with All About Woo! You. Hi, Sandy. Thanks so much for joining us this week on the show.
Hello. Thank you for having me. You have a fabulous co-host, by the way.
That's what I'm thinking. See,
thank you.
Props already. We are already lifting ourselves out of the gutter.
I think. And we match too. I think that's pretty good. You and I did that really good without even trying. Good deal.
So Sandy, look, senior living in general and all placement services and that, talk to me about what you do, what your craft is, what that art is, and where does that fit in the big picture of senior living and tackling that stuff from a high level?
Oh my goodness. So in the world of senior living, my goodness, it has changed so much over the course of time. And, you know, I don't know about you, but it seems like everywhere you look, there is senior living communities. And there's just when the families come to us with their needs and just knowing where to start for some of the folks out there, some of our listeners, it's a daunting thought. It's a daunting task. And right here, the image that you're sharing, I mean, just to look at all of that stuff is overwhelming for folks. And so I love that having the experience I have in the field and the years experience that I have, we can sort through all that stuff, so to speak. And there's so much to know and understand. And unless you are living, breathing it for, you know, years and years on end, you can't possibly know everything there is to know to make the best decisions for loved ones. So
it's a lot. what got you to want to get up in the morning and tackle a lot, like again and again and again and again from one family to the next? How do you, you have a parent project that got you into it, or what is it? What got you here?
You know, when I first was looking at what am I going to do when I grow up, I knew I wanted to do music. I'm a music person, and I wanted to do something with music. Well, the only thing I was interested in at that time was music therapy. And so I went to school and got my bachelor's in music therapy. And fresh out of schooling, I knew I had to start somewhere. Well, I hate to say it, but I did not want to work with seniors in the beginning. I don't know why. I don't know. I'm just...
I can list a few reasons.
You'll love the end to this. So I thought, okay, the only job I had that I could find at that time, fresh out of schooling, was as a rec therapist or rec specialist at an assisted living community. All I can say is after that job, I have never turned back. I have been in the field for, like you said, 30 some years. I've opened memory cares. I've opened senior living communities. I've overseen care homes. And it's just knowing that you're doing the right thing and helping other folks find answers, just help them through that journey and help them just be better beings and have quality of life. That's really how it started for me. And honestly, just a couple years ago is when it impacted me personally. And my father was diagnosed with Alzheimer's. Okay. And so not only do I help other folks, I am now in the midst of it with my own siblings and family and navigating the system, so to speak. But I love being able to help folks just find those answers that they don't know what they don't know.
Yeah. And do I remember you have a music therapy background? Is that right? Is that kind of how you came into? Okay. I thought I remember that from when we had breakfast a while ago.
Yes. Yes.
So you naturally, I mean, you hear a lot about music therapy, its use into things, memory care and all of that kind of stuff. Are those kind of some of the things, the wheels that got churning for you when you start looking at some of these things too?
Definitely. Yeah. And especially with music.
Yeah.
And some of the listeners may know this already and some may not, but you can have folks that can no longer speak a full phrase or communicate the way they once did. I tell you though, you get a song on that they knew growing up, they will sing every single lyric to that. Yep. And it just warms your heart. It comes from, you know, the way the brain works, the way the system works, and the effect of music on the individual. It's magical.
Yeah.
And so, you know, that's really truly how I started in the field. Yes.
I love that. I think I want to let Lori really lead into the conversation for you when we come back from this first break, to really go through what is it that family members need to know coming into that. So can we glean off your experience? You figured out some stuff that I think there are a lot of members that want to know that up front, and you can really help them through their project. So I hope you stick with us here, and everybody will be back in just one second after this message from our sponsor. Hey guys, this is Tony at the Parent Projects Podcast. And if you are powered by coffee the way that I'm powered by coffee, I think you'll appreciate knowing a way that you can help the last, lost, and least of us that didn't have a great transition. You see, the Refuge Coffee Company is a social enterprise operated by Catholic Charities of Central and Northern Arizona, where they use this coffee and this business model to help homeless veterans at the Manor House Transitional Community get back on their feet. Help a veteran turn a handout into a hand up by giving them the opportunity to earn your business. Purchase coffee today at therefugeaz.com. That's therefugeaz.com. If you order 6 or more bags, shipping will be free. And if you tell them that Parent Project sent you, I'm going to send you a travel coffee mug. Thank you again, and let's get back to the show. Hey guys, and this week we're coming back, and Lori, you are about to hit front and center. I hope you're ready for this. It is, we are talking, tell us about Sandy. What do you, in placement people in general, and looking at placement organizations, you just heard Sandy Dyke, we've got on today. She's got some amazing life experience and how she tackled that.
Yes.
What is some stuff that we should be talking about with her here next?
With Sandy next, I really want to focus on what they do, the meat of how it works to work with a placement agency and the benefits that they bring to the family and some of the things that can happen or the pitfalls if they do not.
I think that's fantastic. So Sandy, here you go. Are you ready?
I'm ready. Get all that?
Okay. You may have to remind me as we go, but I think I got it.
Okay. I think you're way ahead of me on this one.
So talk with us, Sandy, about what makes the best family experiences from your perspective when families are coming into this and knowing that? What do they need to know up front? What do you really need them to know to work well with you? And what is it that you guys are going to do with them?
So I think most important is for families that when they're coming to us is don't think you have to know everything. Don't think you have to know anything. Come to us with a blank palette if you need, and just be ready to absorb, be a sponge. There's going to be, you know, a lot of information probably coming at our families that either they don't know to expect the conversations, but as long as they keep an open mind and know what the conversation is primarily about, it is about their loved one. It's about finding the best solutions to what can oftentimes be a very uncomfortable, challenging situation for families. So just know there's no wrong questions, no wrong answers, no wrong anything. It is, we're on this journey together.
I think it's so important to constantly be steering them back to focusing on that person's needs, not what's most convenient for all of us, because that gets, sometimes we forget that. But will you take a step back for me and tell me in really basic terms, what does a senior placement service do? What do you, if I call you up and I say, oh my gosh, I got to do something, what do you do?
Good question. So, and a lot of people don't know that we exist. And so what we do is we are basically your advocate. We are almost, if you think of a real estate, you know, a realtor, we are here to help you break down the pieces, break down the picture so that we can help you focus on what's going to be best for your loved one. And so basically when somebody comes to us, we want to know what's going on. We want to know what is the picture at hand. And so a lot of times when they call us, we'll simply say, tell us about what's going on with mom. Tell us about what's going on. And so it's sometimes we get people where it's like, they can't stop talking because they've never had that opportunity where somebody just asks them, how are you? What's happening? Because they've just been in go, go, go mode. And so a lot of time it's just tell me about, and we walk through that journey with them. So once they share with us the situation, we can then let them know it's okay to breathe.
Yeah.
You know, we are now going to help you going forward.
Yep.
And so basically we are their boots on the ground. We are going to be holding their hand throughout the journey to help them find what is going to be a long-term solution for everybody. And I think, Laura, you had mentioned earlier, it's keeping the focus on the loved one and not what we want or not what you want, but what would they want? Right. And a lot of the times we get so wound up in, I think this is going to be important, or I want to make sure this is there. Well, that's great, but is that what mom or dad or aunt or whoever, is that really what they would want?
Right.
So keeping them in focus is what we want to do.
This this really does become one of the first big opportunities where a family member can step in and be like a supporting advocate. They can be seen as somebody who's going to go get resources and find experts and bring those things back and help the parents, you know, again, it's that retaining of the dignity for them, right? That's how they're seeing it. Help their parent make every decision they possibly can, and then augment with other things. Or you get some that come into it and they're really going to make all those decisions. And sometimes that doesn't work out so well in the family dynamic, or makes some of the family dynamics a little different. How do you handle, how can you help with a family, or how does a placement organization deal with families? Who is the client when it comes down to being a placement organization?
Right. Well, and that's a very good question. The client is really everybody. And so, yes, we're focused on the individual needing that placement. However, we are really working with the whole family entity. And so there, you know, we all have our families, we all have our stuff that comes with over the years. And a lot of time, well, I shouldn't say a lot, but some of the times we are having to dig through those scenarios, and it can get a little uncomfortable, and some real conversations have to be had in order to get to that next step. And so a lot of times when daughters or sons or children try to approach the topic of moving with a loved one, that individual may not want to hear it. But if it's coming from an expert or somebody outside of the family dynamic, that might be a better way to approach it. Just, you know, there's some touchy things that have to be talked about, and you know, our seniors sometimes don't want to have those conversations, mm-hmm. and it can be tough.
It can be really tough because they were kind of raised saying we don't talk about these things. And I think that one of the most important yes. things that I'm kind of hearing from you is absorbing and observing things and changes maybe that are going on in the house, and then asking those questions that might be uncomfortable and being open to having those difficult conversations. It's hard for a lot of people. Right. It really is.
Yeah. Well, you know, No, go ahead, please.
No, go ahead.
You go.
So
no, you
we,
go.
I mean, we help to take that pressure off of the families and loved ones, because what we really want to do is maintain that family relationship. And the folks that are coming to us have been caregivers for so long, tending to the care needs. And a lot of times their role in the family has gone away. And we really try to bring that back to our families, and bring the husband and wife relationship back, bring the child and parent relationship back, and let folks who specialize in the care industry handle the care side so that they can have that relationship back.
Mm-hmm. So I think it's an art, very clearly. It sounds like, and I've watched you guys in action. I've watched what placement can really do for a family that's confused. It can help them avoid the mistaken shotguns where they might sign up for a service where they put their name out into the internet and they let it go to everybody. And then they get overwhelmed with that kind of picking colleges moment like our family had. And that becomes even more overwhelming. And the confused mind obviously says no, which was our, you know, a very right. common family experience. So I think how you guys get through that is phenomenal. I'd like to just take yes. a second in this. I'd like to actually take a second in this break, and I want to come back and continue this, because I think we've got a lot of other great follow-on conversations, and probably to hear a couple of those key questions that you guys typically get. But I really do want to take this second to highlight you guys and to show how you guys have been highlighted here recently in the East Valley out here in Arizona for how it is you do exactly what you do and how you impact our community. So let's take a break to see this.
My name is Carrie Ann Ronquist from All About You Placement and Senior Resources. We help seniors in pretty much any way that they need the assistance. We want seniors and their families to know what they don't know. And we want them to have advocates. We want them to have resources. We want them to have answers and information so they can make the best choices to live their best lives. It came about because 14 years ago, I lost my daddy. It was unexpected. And through the process after that, I learned a lot. I learned a lot of things that we didn't know. And when I started to delve into rehabs after surgeries and resources and relationships and what is all of this stuff that the majority of us don't understand, I was actually kind of horrified. The most important aspect of my business is being present to be that voice on the other end of the phone, be that hug, be that listener, be that person. How does it feel to be nominated for Emerging Business of the Year? It feels freaking cool. I love this chamber and I love the people that have supported me and the friends I've made and the people that inspire me, that even on really, really difficult days and trying to grow the business and still be a mom and a wife and a daughter and a friend and all those things, that they cheer me on and they put me in my place when I need to be told to get it together. And so to have this nomination through the chamber is, I'm just honored to be nominated.
Okay, we are back and we are going to be joined with Sandy Dyke with All About You, Senior Services Placement Agency, or company that helps serve families looking to place a senior into a new or different home setting. And that commercial, oh, that gets me. I love that. Yeah. When she's talking about her daddy, oh, that's just our why. That's so beautiful and so awesome. So Sandy's going to come back in and join us. And I just was thinking, we were talking before about how you started in the music therapy industry or helping seniors with music therapy. And I was thinking what you do now is so tied to that, in that you're almost like a conductor of an orchestra, right? Mm-hmm. So yeah, there are all these different segments, like assisted living and memory care and all the financial pieces, bazillions of pieces that all need to sort of beautifully come together at the right time to make a smooth move for an older adult. And the beauty of what you do is you have that experience kind of conducting that overwhelming amount of moving parts and pieces and turn it into what could be a really beautiful experience instead of one that hurdles a family into crisis and maybe brings out some of the more negative emotions that happen when we're upset and worried and dealing with stressful situations. So I think that you are still doing music in a very different way here. And I think that that's really pretty cool. So thank you for that. We wanted to take in this segment and talk about some common questions that may be helpful for our adult children listeners to think to ask a placement services. I know that you guys are in the Arizona area, but there are companies kind of similar, maybe not as good, but similar to yours across the nation. So if they want to go ahead and reach out to one, what should they be looking for? When is it time to reach out to you? What are some of the questions they should be asking to help on that journey? Can you give us some insight to that?
Definitely. And those are all amazing questions. And so I think before you even reach out to somebody, the person or agency company that you reach out to, you want to make sure they are local and they are boots on the ground. You know, anybody can go on and do a search and all that in this day and age with online, but you really want somebody that you can reach out to, meet with, tour places with, somebody that can be there, you know, holding your hand in your local community. So, you know, the big thing we get asked is, how do we know? How do we know when it's time to approach the subject or even consider alternate living options? And one thing I want to really encourage is, especially with the holiday seasons, is it's a time when you're all getting together And when you go to visit mom, dad, grandma, aunt, uncle, whoever, friend, I want you to soak it up visually, because you can go there and you can say, oh, how are you doing? Oh yeah, we're doing good. And, you know, oh, dad's, you know, his usual, whatever. But the eye will paint a whole nother picture. Actually, all your senses will paint a whole nother picture. You know, be observant of when you're going to visit with folks, and it will tell you if you're maybe at a time where you need to kind of start considering some options. One being, are there medications laying around? Are they using those medi sets where there's still pills in days that shouldn't have pills in them? How is the cleanliness of the home? Has mom, dad, grandpa, grandma been usually a very tidy person? And are things just kind of not as tidy as they used to be? You know, are they taking care of themselves? Are they getting dressed? Are they grooming like they used to? So, you know, just a lot of observations can tell you a lot as far as when is the right time to even approach the topic. Mm-hmm. So that's probably one of the biggest things we get asked is, when is it time?
You know, I think a following question to when it is time that we hear really quickly is they see these other agencies that can talk to that, or there's a lot of agencies out there, and you talked a lot about using somebody local who understands that. I remember in senior move management, I don't know if the lemon dance is the best way to do that, but there's a constant shift. And one thing that families, if this wasn't maybe the first family member, or they've heard other stories of other people that have gotten help, they found this place, it was the right placement. And then 6 months later, the managing director leaves from that place and they end up taking half the staff with them. And there is a politics to all this. There is a industry that stays really well connected. Can you talk about what is it that local, how's that local industry? How are you staying connected to understand that dance and where that is, and how does that get relayed? How can families know to ask those questions?
Right. No, we are very involved in the community, and that's again why you want to be at a local level with whoever you're working with, because Tony, you bring up a very important point, and just me being in those positions in my past is, yeah, you can tour a place today, move mom or dad or grandma, whoever, in tomorrow, and 6 months, a year from now, there's a whole new set of management or ownership. They may have are now owned by a different company. And so as a local agency, we are in and out of these communities and homes on a regular basis, a weekly basis. And if you're just doing an online search or requesting something online, they're not going to have those details. They're not going to know behind the scenes what's going on. And locally here in Arizona, and for any other state, there's going to be a comparable resource where we vet our communities and homes as well. And so we're looking in the background. We're looking at the regulations. We're looking at the deficiency and citations. And sure, you're going to have some where, okay, they didn't submit their license renewal in time. And you kind of take those with a grain of salt, but you can see on a regular basis who is running their business and as a result, taking care of their residents the way regulations require them to. And so like you had said earlier, there's a lot of really, really nice communities out there, but how are they performing? That's a whole nother thing. And you know, I don't want to say that the communities out there aren't doing a fabulous job, but with any industry, you want to do your due diligence and research and know that history as much as possible.
And particularly, you look now when there is such a crunch on nursing, on CNAs and the assisting, the attendant, like that is a hard labor shortage coming out of COVID and healthcare in general. And these jobs tend to feel that because they're, you know, you're a lot of times you're getting that entry level step where they're going there to get that experience and try to get as much of it as possible through there, and they're building up their own side so they can fall off. You know, another big question. Please go ahead.
I just want to add one important thing on that, Tony, and that is another support of working with somebody locally, like All About You. If that should happen, and say that goes somebody moves in and 3 months down the road, it's just there's been changes or there's a different quality of something. Our agency, we will continue to stay in contact with those folks that we help find, and we will go in and advocate for them with that community. We don't just step out once somebody moves in somewhere. We stay connected, and we more or less become extension of family and continue to advocate for them to make sure it continues to be the best environment it can for them.
That's great, because we are one family with one person in placement. You represent a whole group and a pipeline of different people that are going to go someplace to find the best place for them. And I think the weight that a local placement organization could have on that would be tremendous. It'd be tremendously helpful. Mm-hmm. So the other question I know that is out there is, how does this industry get paid? There is a lot of conversation about it. It's free here. It costs no cost off of this. And everybody knows nothing is free. Your organization does a great job of being transparent about this. Can you share that out so that members understand what this looks like and how this industry generally gets along?
So I'm glad that you brought up nothing is free, because this is, I think, in my entire lifetime, the only time I can say it literally is free to the families that we work with. How we get paid is we partner with locations all throughout Arizona, the Valley. And that is how we get paid. We have contracts, and we are paid referral fees from the communities or from the locations. The nice thing with our organization is that we are probably contracted with about 90%, I would say, of the properties out there. And if we're not contracted and there's a property that someone's interested, that's where I come in, and I will reach out to those properties and say, hey, look, we really would love to have somebody come and visit you. And that's where we just establish, we're establishing contracts on an ongoing basis. So we're not tied to any one particular property. It is truly what is best for the individual we're working with, because everybody that comes to us is unique, and we have to look at that for wherever that future resident looks to be for them. So yes, we are paid by the properties, which does allow it to be free to the families.
That's great. And families just knowing how that works. That said, is it safe then to assume that where your contracting process is a huge part of your screening process happens within that? This is a time where you're going to look to that organization and you're going to vote them off the island, or if there's a problem off of that, there may be a good reason and that they're not with you. Is that right?
Right. We have a very high standard for the properties that we work with. We will not work with any that we ourselves do not feel comfortable placing our own loved ones at. And so, you know, it's very important to, we have very high ethics and standards, let me say that. And there's not a lot of regulation in this industry, unfortunately. And every day we're watching and hoping that more and more regulation comes into play to protect our families. And so, you know, as far as the cost too, there are so many things, and I know there's just so much we could talk about, and maybe that's future sessions that we have, but talking about how do you fund senior living for a loved one? There's a lot of options that people don't realize are out there.
There's a ton. So kind of as we start to wind down, tell me just three great advantages to using a company like yours. Three reasons why our listeners should reach out to somebody like you.
Oh, goodness. Where do we start? Three. So one is especially for the sandwich generation. We all, I have kiddos. Yes, kiddos and parents and juggling jobs in between. There's just not enough time in the day. And you know, when you're out there trying to juggle that all, you're going to miss things. You're going to not ask the questions you need to ask or know what to ask. And so That one is huge, is treating somebody expert in help. The other is allowing you to get back, and I said it earlier, allowing you to get back to those family relationships and bringing that back into focus and having us help you bring quality of life, not only back to yourself, but back to your loved ones. Mm-hmm. And it's just, you know, having peace of mind that you are going about it and doing all that you can to make sure wherever it is that you ultimately decide upon, that it's the right choice and right decision.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. You know, I could hear you in the backside of that. The tools that you pick up along the way by being focused in this day in and day out to know who's going to come next, where it's going to go, what the latest trends are, what's the impact of telemedicine against where you could go. Does it bring a new, there's so much payment options, which you laid out. How do we pay for all of this? And what, you know, does it dovetail with the Altecs and what's the community? How does those things work? There really is a wealth of this. And I really, really am looking forward to getting into that. Clearly more than we're going to be able to get into a show today. So I guess that means you're going to have to come back with us.
Yes. I would love to. I love all that you guys are doing out there. And I'm honored that I could take this time to sit with you guys and chat and give this information to the listeners. There's a lot out there. It's
so valuable. So valuable.
And we really appreciate you sharing your time, talent, and pleasures with us today, Sammy. Thank you so much.
You're very welcome. Thank you for having me.
Thank you.
Well, that's it for the team this week, and thanks for joining us. If you've enjoyed the content, remember to subscribe and to share this episode on the app that you're using right now. Your reviews and your comments, they really help us expand our reach as well as our perspective. So if you have time, also drop us a note. Let us know how we're doing. For tips and tools to clarify your parent project, simplify communication with your stakeholders, and verify the professionals that you choose, you can find us on YouTube, follow us on Instagram and Facebook. Thanks again for trusting us. Until our next episode, behold and be held.
Thank you for listening to this Parent Projects podcast production. To access our show notes, resources, or forums, join us on your favorite social media platform or go to parentprojects.com. This show is for entertainment purposes only. Before making any decisions, consult a professional. This show is copyrighted by Family Media and Technology Group Incorporated and Parent Projects LLC. Written permissions must be granted before syndication or rebroadcast.